Welcome to the Afirim Yerushalmi Shira sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin daf min base in the Hoizvahadar edition, Perek Shishi, starring Aloch Gimel. Zog the Mishnah. An Shei Chotzer Sheshochach Echel Nehem V'loi Eruv. One of the people of the Chotzer forgot to join the Eruv. So then, Beis Oyosu Melachnus Loyitzi Loi V'lehem. You cannot take anything out of his house to the Chotzer, not him, and not any one of the Bnei Chotzer. The Shalem, but the other house in the Chotzer, Mutarim Loi V'lehem, they both can take out his, the one who forgot, and any other Bnei Chotzer can take it from other houses into the Chotzer. Why is that so? So as we'll see in the Gemara, we talk about here that he was Mevatel, his Rishus in the Chotzer, but not his house. His house he kept. So he's separating the house from the Chotzer. So therefore you cannot take out from this house to the Chotzer, because this house is not part of the Chotzer. He didn't join the Eruv. But from the other houses, they could take out to the Chotzer. They're part of the Eruv. He also could do it because he's considered to be a guest in their houses. When he comes to their houses and wants to use items, he is allowed to do it because he's considered to be their guest. But if instead of the person who forgot, his place in the Chotzer to the other Bnei Chotzer, the other Bnei Chotzer, Mevatel, their place to him, and now he becomes the sole user of this Chotzer. He's the only house which is part of this Chotzer. That's why he could take out from his house to the Chotzer. So then, who mutter? He could take out from his house to the Chotzer. They cannot take out not from their houses and also not from his house. Why can't they take out from his house? Because they're not going to be considered guests. Chaim explains, when he is one and there are many, so he could be a guest for them. But when he's the one and everybody else are not part of the Chotzer, for them to be considered him as guest, that we don't say. It's too many people. It's multiple people are not guests by one. Hayushnaim, if there were two people that forgot to join the Eruv, Oysim Zelze, so even though the other Bnei Chotzer were about to the Rishus Chotzer to them, to these two are still Oysim on each other because they didn't join an Eruv. She'echod noiten Rishut v'noiten Rishut. V'shtayim noiten Rishut v'ein noiten Rishut. One can either give his Rishus out or he can acquire, can be the owner of the other Rishus. Anybody can be about to the Rishus to him. But two people, they can give their Rishus to other Bnei Chotzer. But the other Bnei Chotzer can't give it to them, because if they give it to them, they still require Eruv between the two. That's the quote from the Mishnah. Says the one should be the Rishus, so he was Mevata as Rishus, but not his house, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. In other words, can they change their mind in the middle of Shabbos? Can for the first part of Shabbos, the owner of the house say, I'm Mevata, my Rishus in the Chotzer to Shar Bnei Chotzer? And then from the middle of Shabbos, the Shar Bnei Chotzer will Mevata the Rishus to him. Could they switch in the middle of Shabbos? They said the name of Rav. Chozeres Chalila, you could change in the middle of Shabbos. Shmuel Amba ain't Chozeres Chalila. Shmuel disagrees. Masneso pligo Shmuel. Our Mishnah who argues in Shmuel, because in our Mishnah it says Shalem Mutarim Loi V'lehem should be the Rishusay. In the beginning of the Mishnah it says that he was Mevata as Rishus to them. So then they can, everybody can use the houses of the others to carry from there to the Chotzer. But then the end of Mishnah says, Nosnu loy rishusum, they give him their rishus, who mutar v'em asur, he's mutar their asur. And the Gemara and the Stur talk about the same Shabbos, the same case. In the beginning of Shabbos, he was mevata as rishus, and then later they're mevata their rishus to him. Says the Gemara, no, but the lola tzdodi mimastiso. The Mishnah talk about two different cases. Case number one, he was mevata rishus, and then a different time, a different case, they're mevata rishus to him. Now they both happen in the same Shabbos. So what Tani says in the Braiso, now we're going to use here the gear server of Chaim in this Braiso. Echot shaloi irev noisen leshusoy leechot sheirev. One who's not tindu eirev, he can move out the rishus to one of the people they're ma'arev. Meaning, he doesn't have to do bitul to every person in the chotzer. Enough if he does bitul to one of the people in the chotzer is good enough, because that person is already part of the eirev. Shnayim sheirevu, if there's two people that did an eirev, noisen leshus leechot shaloi irev. Meaning, if I have three people in the chotzer, two of them did Eruv, the third one didn't. So the people that did Eruv can mevat the Rishus to one, as we mentioned in the Mishnah of this case. If you have four people in the Chotzer, two did not do the Eruv, two did do the Eruv, the two that did not do the Eruv can mevat the Rishus to the people that did the Eruv, again as mentioned in the Mishnah. Or Lechat Shaloi Eruv. Or they can mevat the Rishus to one. And then this Chotzer will be usable to that one. Aval, lo yechot sheirev nisum rishus lechot shelo yirev. If only one of the Bnei Chotzer, if there's a few, multiple Bnei Chotzer, And one of them, who's part of the Eruv, is Mevatas Veshus, the one who did not do Eruv, that doesn't do anything, because you still have the other Bnei Chatzar. That's what we mentioned in the Mishnah. The people that are Me'ariv, even though it's all the people that are Me'ariv, gave their Rishus to the people, to two people that did not Me'ariv, the two are still Oyser on each other, and you still can't use the Chatzar. That's a similar case. Two that are not Me'ariv, you give the two that didn't Me'ariv. In other words, if all four did not do an Eruv, you can't be Mevatel to two, because these two are still have Yisur on each other. And the Gemara summarizes this in Amud Beis. I call noisim rishus v'noitlam rishus. Everyone gives and takes rishus. Chutz mishnayim shaloi ho'irvu shem noisim rishus v'einam noitlam rishus. Two that did not do an eruv, they could give the rishus to everybody else that did do an eruv, or to one, but they cannot take rishus, because if they take it, they're going to be oisah on each other. So the Gemara of Chazdoi Yom Ma'asor Yisraelim shividorim b'ayis echot. They have 10 Jews living in one house. Each one of them has to do a bit of rishus to Bnei Chatzar if they didn't join the Eruv. Now, it says Reb Chaim, even though regarding the Eruv, if they want to join the Eruv, they could do one Eruv on behalf of all of them, because it's only one house. But if they're not part of the Eruv, now each one has to do a bit of rishus. You have 10 goyim living in one house. Each one of them has to rent his own rishus, similar to the Israel. There was a wife of this Persian. She rented out her chatzar without asking her husband. Also, he went in front of Shmuel. He says, that's fine. And the reason is because they're considered to be one household, and therefore she could do it on his behalf. It's not like 10 individuals that are not the same family. Says the Gemara, doesn't have to be Dafka's wife, even one of the people that are working for him. Shamasha is a worker who is hired for the entire year, and Lakito is the one who's hired only for the harvest season. Says the Gemara, the halacha is the Yisrael Mevatel, as we saw before, Yisrael can be Mevatel as Rishos. Ve'agoy maskir, the goy cannot do bitul Rishos, he has to rent out his Rishos. Says the Gemara, Mevatel agoy, why can the goy do the bitul? Says the Gemara, Chayzer Reboy, we can rely on it, we assume he's going to change his mind. Says the Gemara, Me'ato afilu maskir Chayzer Reboy, okay, so even if he rents it out, he can change his mind. He can't change his mind. Once you have a rental, you have a lease, can't you decide that you're changing your mind? If he does go and use it, it's a gezel. He's not considered to be the owner. Adechon, what is the level of rental that you have to do? Yeviki, this will go like the Ma'ariv Yosef B'Shar Amano Ban Tanchum, Ravo B'Shar Abiyuchanon, Ein Karka Nikne Epochon Shor Pruto. It needs to be at least a pruto to do the rental. You can't be Kohen Akarga for less. Milz Rav Yaakov Acho, Rav Acho disagrees. Omar Filu Be'ego is a Filu Be'tamer. You can use a knot, you can use a date, that's good enough. Rav Acho could have a nofik la'achsanyo. When Rav Yaakov Acho was on a trip, he was in a caravan, and they wanted to be Shavuos and Shabbos, and there was a goy in this area, and the goy was ruining the Eruv. If he was able to rent from the goy, he was able to do a takona to fix it, I love it. But the goy did not agree to rent it. Mavader money, he would spread his items. Yoiv chutro hocho, he put a stick in one side of the house of the goy. Sandal hocho, his sandal, another place of the area of the goy. And diski hocho, in his wallet, another place. And we talk about that the goy agreed that he should put his items there. So mainly he's considered to be like schir vilakito, as if he's the worker of the goy. And mainly he can rent instead of the goy. He could be the one that was going to be masked the rishos. Says the Gemara, Amar Matniyah, do the term b'shaya pundoki goy. That's only if the inn owner, the one who is causing a problem over here, is a goy. So a schir v'lakitoy can represent him and do the rental instead of him. But if the pundukai, the inn owner, the balabais, is Yisrael, he's not choshu to carry without a eruv. So just ask him to join the eruv. He doesn't want to be in a situation where he's not allowed to carry. And he's not choshu to carry without a eruv. So Yimele, in the case it's Yisrael, Rabbanon will not misaken that Schir V'Lakito will work. So Schir V'Lakito is a kulo of Rabbanon, that someone who is considered to be the worker of the goy can rent in his behalf. That's only by a goy, not if the owner is Yisrael. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Mem Beis.